Exodus 34:30, his face shone. I want to talk to you about how I personally believe that the Lord is going to release his glory upon the earth in these latter days that trumps everything that we have ever witnessed or read about. In the book of Exodus chapter 34, we see the shining face of Moses. Before we go any further, I want to emphasize that this is my personal opinion of why I think there is going to be a huge release of God's glory upon this earth before the rapture of the church and then the great tribulation. I am a pre-trib rapture believer. I think there are many, many reasons found in Scripture that allude to a pre-tribulation rapture. But that's really not the issue today that I want to talk about. I want to look at some biblical prophecies that I think will excite you in regards to the coming revival and the release of God's glory upon this earth. Let's start this journey by looking at Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 through 30. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him." Who's him? God, of course. Verse 30, "So when Aaron and the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone." We see an amazing story here. Moses goes into the glory realm, the glory cloud of the Lord, and the manifest presence of the Lord is so powerful that it causes Moses' face to shine. This must have been an amazing sight. I ask you, have you ever seen anybody's face shine so brightly like the sun that they reflected the very presence of God? I admit to you that I have not seen anybody shine like this up to this point. So the question is, why haven't we seen anybody shine like this? One reason that I would propose is that the vast majority of believers were not ready to receive such a physical manifestation of the Lord. However, I personally believe that that is all changing right now. I think that we can expect much greater things than what Moses experienced. Why do I say that? Well, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. The Bible says, "But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious," that's speaking of the Old Testament, the law, "was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious?" Verse 9, "For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels." Verse 11, "For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious." Basically, Paul is saying, if God manifested his glory in such a powerful and brilliant way under the Old Testament, under the law, under the rules and the regulations, how much more glory will be released through his Holy Spirit? If we see the magnificence of God's glory throughout the Old Testament, then we should be expecting to see God's glory even greater in these times because we are in the New Testament period under grace and truth. Why do I say all of this? Three reasons: prayer, healing, and salvation. Think about it. If we cry out to God and ask him to manifest himself in more powerful ways than he did during the Old Testament time period, think of how many people are going to start praying. Think of how many people are going to get healed. And most importantly, think of how many people are going to get saved. If you see somebody walking down the street and their face is shining brightly with a supernatural glow of the glory of God, and you ask them, "What's up?" and they say, "I just came fresh from the holy presence of the living God," you're going to have a God experience wherever you're at. People may drop to their knees where they're at and begin to pray, or be totally healed of some ailment, or they may open their heart to the Lord Jesus and receive him as Lord and Savior. May we not settle for quote-unquote church any longer, but may we press in to God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, we are asking you to please release your glory upon this earth. Your word says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Lord, please establish your will on earth as it is in heaven. Release your glory, Lord. Thank you. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.